Okay, it's Nick Johnstone, senior reporter for EG. I'm here with Councillor Rachel Robotham, who's the Westminster Cabinet Member for Housing. Rachel, we just heard a very interesting talk about housing delivery and the challenges there. Could you give me an idea of what Westminster Council is doing at the moment to tackle the housing crisis? Because it's become a real headline issue recently.
We are under significant pressure, as is every central London borough, to deliver more housing. And we have made a central commitment that we are going to deliver more housing. So that is done through a variety of ways. First and foremost, we are going to be working with the private developer industry to make sure that we can, in all circumstances possible, we will deliver the 35% affordable on site or very close by, the 35% affordable commitment. But we are also looking at our own sites, our own housing estates, to look at what we can do to regenerate those, to increase maximise the density on those housing estates, infill programmes where necessary, looking at perhaps redundant car park areas or sheds that we don't need anymore that we could use that space to deliver more houses.
And does Westminster have that kind of land available? I mean, compared with somewhere like, you know, Enfield or somewhere sort of post-industrial, Westminster's got very different market dynamics, hasn't it?
Well, that's absolutely right. And of course, that means that the challenges for us are therefore much more acute.
Could you talk about the sort of substance of those challenges in your sort of everyday work?
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that we just, clearly, we don't have the land availability that some outer London boroughs or elsewhere in the country would have. So we need to look at all the sites and look at how we can maximise the development on those sites. And the other really important thing about our affordable commitment is that we want to, within the affordable envelope, increase the amount of intermediate that we deliver versus social, because at the moment we have much fewer, only 1.5% of our housing stock in Westminster is intermediate. So if we want to be able to continue to have people, key workers and others, able to afford to live in Westminster, we need to do something to address that.
Do you have a specific target number of units that you're aiming to develop or to have developed or to deliver in the next sort of 5-10 years?
We've set ourselves a commitment that we will deliver 1,850 units by more housing units affordable by 2022.
Right, and what definition of affordable are we talking about in that?
So that affordable
definition is that council sponsored or is it planning? Is it council's waived through planning or is that actually council building?
So that is a combination. That is a combination of the total. But in Westminster, that is what we want to deliver.
Okay. So it's actually not a huge number, but that's because it's Westminster and it's very difficult to do.
Well, I think for us it is quite a significant number. It will make quite a significant difference.
Sure.
If we can increase it, then obviously we will. At the moment, you asked about what that involves. At the moment, 60% of it is social and 40% is intermediate. We want to reverse that, and we're looking at doing that through our city plan, so that we would have an increased focus on intermediate 60% within that affordable envelope.
Of course, then you've got the issue of the kind of being open to criticism around, well, Westminster's favouring kind of middle income families now rather than, you know, the kind of much poorer families. So perhaps you're damned if you do, damned if you don't on that front.
Well, I think the point that we start from, where we have so many fewer intermediate units, a fraction of the number of social units, means that if we want to have the diverse communities and range of communities that we want in Westminster, we need to do this.
And presumably, in a way, you've got sort of people who are on general needs sort of benefits living next door to sort of millionaires at the moment, and not a lot in between. Is that kind of something you resonates
that is,
with you?
Well, that is the risk if we don't do something about it, that we will have that. And so what we want to ensure is that Westminster is a city where anyone can afford to live.
Sure. I mean, one of the talks just now was about housing delivery and the housing crisis. There was talk about creating a modular house building factory. Swan Housing is bringing forward. There's a rush to deliver units at the moment. The HCA is being very kind of aggressive on that front. Quality is obviously going to be crucial. In the light of yesterday's events with the Grenfell Tower, what are your thoughts on how to ensure that these units are delivered and are fit for purpose. And what are you doing about that?
Well, I absolutely agree that that is the key criteria. We are looking at all sorts of different methods of construction, and interestingly, the fire safety standards on those are extremely good because they are built in more controlled environments, as it were. So the safety around those is very high, and they're delivered much more quickly. But I think the point about safety is absolutely critical. We need to deliver more homes, but we need to deliver homes that people can be absolutely reassured are safe homes.
I think you mentioned that Westminster was providing some support to your neighbouring local authority around Grenfell. Could you just tell me what you're doing?
Well, we have offered all sorts of help and support, both in the respite centres, but also we have made available, as have other boroughs elsewhere, the use of our housing option service to help to rehouse people and identify some furnished units that they could have.
Lovely. All right. Thank you for talking to me, Rachel. That's been Nick Johnstone speaking to Councillor Rachel Robotham at Westminster Council.